is now.
Capital 263.
Welcome to the 263 Chat Show, bringing you live interviews, discussions, and stories on pertinent issues in Zimbabwe and around the world.
Welcome to the 263 Chat Show, and I'm your host, Love J. Mutongwiza. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about the youth and the road to 2018 elections. And as we head towards the 2018 elections, we're going to be using the hashtag ZimVotes18 on all our social media platforms, be it on Twitter, on Facebook, or even on Instagram. So make sure you are logged in and you follow that hashtag. We're going to be talking about the road to 2018 and the youth participation. You can join the conversation on our Twitter using the hashtag ZimVotes18. So there have been a lot of issues that have been rising as we head into 2018. The opposition citing irregularities on the biometric voter registration. They've been also calling for reforms. So today on the program, on our new program, we have got National Electoral Reform Agenda Youth Forum. Gentlemen and the late, please, country, introduce yourselves.
Thank you. My name is Love Mochino Putsa. I'm the police secretary for NERA Youth Forum, as well as the secretary general of the MDCT Youth Assembly.
I am leader Comrade Vondo Epmochitsiva, the MDCT National Youth Commander, also the NERA Youth Organizer.
My name is Tawanda Kalonga. I'm the National Youth Chairperson for Transform Zimbabwe, and I am the current National Youth Chairperson, NERA Youth Forum.
My name is Lawrence Tembeza, coordinator for Refreezim Congress, and also the coordinator for NERA Youth Forum.
My name is Gladys Seve. I'm the gender representative NERA. My position at my party's chairperson, president.
All right, let's get into it. I'll come to you, Lovemore. What is NERA? Why NERA? Why do we need NERA?
Thank you very much. NERA is a conglomeration of different political parties that came together to specifically fight for electoral reforms in this country. It was born out of the realization by the different opposition political parties that we have in this country that the electoral field in this country has never been even. It has always been skewed in favor of the ruling ZANU-PF party. And so it was a realization by political parties that as long as we continue to allow ZANU-PF to run elections in the manner that they've been running elections, nothing was going to come the way of opposition parties in this country. So they came together and realized the importance of working together specifically around creating an enabling environment where all the political parties have access to the media, all political parties have access to information in as far as what is happening to the electoral field. And then out of this broad spectrum is where the NERA Youth Forum was born, where we then said as the youth formations of the different political parties, we needed to work together, we needed to push for electoral reforms, we needed to practicalize the issues that were being raised by our principals. So this is where we are.
Interesting. I'll come to you later, Vondo. You guys have been calling for reforms for quite a long time now, but nothing has changed over the past, I don't know how many years, and nothing has changed. What's different now? What makes you think that you're going to, you know, achieve your cause?
The issue of reforms, we have achieved some of the reforms. As you know, one of the major reforms that we wanted was the issue of the new voters law. And this issue of the BVR that is coming now is an answer to our calls for a new voters law, whereby the voters law that we have been using was full of dead voters and other voters that were too young to vote. So for now, we can say we have achieved some of the reforms that we have been calling for. However, we are going to keep fighting for us to gain all the reforms that we want to see Zimbabwe having, because we would like to see a conducive electoral environment.
When you say all the reforms, what are the electoral reforms that you're clamoring for?
Well, we are calling for the independence of ZEC. As you know, ZEC is full of soldiers and CIOs that doesn't get command from Rita Makarao, but they get command from the generals in the army and the generals in the CIO. That's one of the reforms that we want, independence of ZEC. Number two, we have the issue of voter registration. We'd like to see a conducive environment for voters to register to vote. One of it being the issue of polling centers. Those polling centers must not be housed in ZANPF houses or areas whereby people will not be able to get in with fear. Also, we'd like to see polling centers being balanced according to the population, not recruit one like now, Ramuru Gonauti, Rita Makarao, Arkuta or TM, Ebin, which mean a few voter registration centers than rural. The other issue of reform is the issue of following the constitution, constitutionalism. The government is not aligning the constitution, but we know the reason. They want to create another jealous Mawarire as we go towards 2018. We will say that whatever reform that we have been doing is out of line with the constitution. And we know that, and that we are going to fight and with the government align the constitution. The issue of structural, we want to see the end of structural and physical violence. As we have seen Mugabe's using structural violence when he goes on to distribute land to ZANPF youth, that's violating the rights of the citizens, because you cannot distribute land biased to a political party. That's structural violence. And physical violence, you have seen it in Chitungwiza and so forth. But on this, I would like to tell you, they are they must now know that there is no one who have monopoly over violence. There is no one who have exclusive rights over violence. This time around, we are prepared and ready to revenge if we are beaten up, if our people are beaten up. One of the last reforms that I can say we are still fighting for is the issue to allow international observers to come and observe the elections of Zimbabwe. Not ZANPF aligned observers, but neutral observers who would like to see the conducive environment of Zimbabwe elections. Thank you.
You bring some very important points. Let me first come back to you on the issue of revenge. You're talking about revenge. Is this the democracy that you, from the opposite front, normally talk about? Revenging, and doesn't this now cause violence and harm and, some people who have nothing to do with what's going on?
We are Africans. You know it very well that as Africans, because I am in democracy. When we are fighting a dictator, there are some areas, issues, tactics that you have to use. Because this is a dictator. It's not beating you democratically. Therefore, democracy will come. We would like to Zimbabwe to be a democratic state. But how we achieve that democratic state is at times, you must not just keep quiet when you are being beaten up by ZANPF. And ZANPF,
And then maybe I will take this one to Tawanda. On the issue of BVR, do you think kuti inyaya ichaya reduce of vote rigging? I hear kuti murukuti yes is the answer. It's one of those Zamam Cheda, and now BVR is here. Do you think it is going to address issue of vote rigging?
Yeah, if implemented Zwakanaka, it's going to address that. But we
what do you mean implemented Zwakanaka?
If implemented accordingly, because right now we are worried as political parties about the delay in acquiring those BVR kits. You know, after paying, it will take about 3 months for the company to supply the BVR kits, and we are saying we are going towards elections. When are they going to pay for those BVR kids? And 3 months later, they're going to start registration. So right now, we are worried about the time frame. Also, we are worried about who is going to supply the server to keep that information. It's not very clear right now from Rita Makarao who is going to supply the server. Are they going to another tender, or the same company is going to supply the server? So we are worried about what is going on with the BVR. Yes, it will address the issue of voter registration, that some people who are dead used to be registered as voters, and we are going to restart again, everyone fresh, a new voters roll. Currently, we can say in Zimbabwe, we don't have a voters roll. So BVR may address the issues if implemented accordingly.
Just yesterday, Madam Rita Makarao, Wagati, the BVR kits, they've been paid for, and they are waiting delivery into the country. And the process, Yekureja, is going to be 2.5 months. Do you think in that 2.5 months, more could have been done to register all my targeted voters, because I'm told it's they are targeting 7 million voters.
Yes, as you said, 7 million potential voters. I don't think it's enough time to register. And from previous experience, we all know that we faced so many challenges in registering people. We all know the challenges we had before this BVR, when we registered manually. What about when we are using the BVR? We are very concerned about the time frame we are, and also the issues to do with the voter registration centers. We are worried, especially in urban areas. We think there are few, and the time they will be covering to register about more than 6 million potential voters. We are very worried about that.
All right, now I'll come to Lawrence. Lawrence, you are the NERA Youth Coordinator. Can you take us the role that you, as the youth, play within NERA, within the NERA organization?
Yeah, there are so many programs we have done as NERA. It's like the voter registration. We have been going through the voter education right now. Next week, we'll be going to Chirezi, trying to target the youth. Our aim as NERA youth is to target the youth. And we know the youth have got a say in this election come 2018.
All right. Let me come back to Love More. Right. what are the issues affecting the youth, especially towards my elections? What are your grievances? What do you want to see addressed, be it by ZEC or by ZANPF or, you know, the government?
Well, I would start by probably highlighting to you that in terms of population, the young people represent about 65% of young people in this country. So we are the majority, but over the years, there's been systematic exclusion of young people by the ZANU-PF government, where you have seen young people only being used to cheer up political electors, only being used to perpetrate violence, only being used to prop up the older generation. But in terms of representation, young people have been left out wanting in terms of being given those opportunities to develop. That's why you probably have seen over the years that ZANU-PF had always had a 60 plus old men representing youth issues or youth affairs in the Politburo, which only changed recently. But so it's a culture that has gone on for a very long time, where even young people themselves have begun to think that probably they have no role to play. But what we are saying, that we want to change that mindset and then be able to say, you have young people, more young people participating in the electoral process. We want to have more people, more young people participating as candidates themselves. We want to have young people participating as having more responsibilities in the running of political parties. But like you're saying, the electoral field itself has made it difficult for young people to participate in elections. We have seen that there's been so many things that have been put to disenfranchise, especially young people. When you look at the much talked about proof of residence, it's, to us, it's an issue that we believe is meant to restrict the number of young people that register. Because you have seen young people in colleges not being afforded an opportunity to register because they will be at school, and when the time to vote comes, probably they've gone to the rural area, and there's never been that deliberate effort to make sure that young people participate. So our issue is that young people have been left out in a number of issues, and young people deserve to be put on the map. Young people deserve to be respected, and young people deserve to lead.
Let me put you on the spot here. If for someone like Nkosana Moyo, is coming in, I suggest Akuti, if and when he's elected into power, if he becomes president, he's going to have my junior junior ministers. Do you think this is what we need in Zimbabwe? Setting aside some certain positions for youth so that, maybe we'll open up channels for them?
Not really. For me, there's no need to make a 32-year-old a junior minister when they can be a full minister. What we need are opportunities for young people. Why do you want to make us leaders of tomorrow and not leaders of today? So that would be my gripe with Nkosana Moyo, as far as that is concerned. We need young people in authority right now. We need young, if you can have a 39-year-old in France becoming president, why not in Zimbabwe? Why not? So we need to start from somewhere, yes, but we will not start from being from a junior minister. We need to start from ministers. And as time goes on, we should be able to have a youthful president in the future.
All right, Gladys, now let's talk about the young women participation in elections and in politics. How critical are the young women going into 2018?
Nyaya yevakadzi yekuenda maelection 2018 inyaya yekuti vakadzi ndo vakawanda enge vechidiki pama previous elections vanga vasingavoti nenyaya yekuti vaitya kurohwa ende politics dzedu dzanga dzakawanda blood shedding saka senera we are going out encouraging them to come out and go and vote so that everything can change for young women.
All right. Urukutaura kuchiti vaitya kurohwa. Now avachachikere. Pane chachinja here from back then and now. Pane zvati zvambochinja here in terms of violence and kurovana.
Hapana zvati zvanyanyo chinja. Asi kuti tiri kubuda kunze Senera Youth tichivadzidzisa kuti vakadzi vechidiki musatye kubuda kuenda kunoita zvema elections because ivo ndovane majority yakawanda mukada kutarisa muno muZimbabwe. Vakadzi vechidiki tisitaka wanda kudarika vechirume saka kakudzinyirirwa kataitwa kudhara kwakuya ndokatiri kuvadzidzisa kuti musatye hapana chinombotyisa kuita zvepolitics ngatibude itaka wanda tiende tinochinja shanduku come 2018.
Mukufamba kwamaita imimi muchiita dzidziso dzamuri kutaura idzi, how has been the response? Vanhu vari kudavira sei zvamuri kutaura imi?
The response is very well. Vakadzi vazhinji vakutouya vachitobvunza kuti tinozvifambisa sei. Like mashuro kuvanga vasingakwanise kubuda vachiya kuzobvunza. Vaingoti ndezvevanhu vechirume. Iye zvinezvi vanotouya vachitotifonera vachitoti tozvifambisa sei kuti tiende tinovhota. Nenyaya yekuti tiri kuva educator kuti vakadzi huyai makawanda tiende tinovhota. And pane nyaya yemacounselors, MP chichi. Zvaingonzi vanhu vaingotora vachingofungidzira kuti vanhu vechirume ndovega vanokwanisa kuita macounselors nema MPs. Ezvinezvi tiri kutovadzidzisa kuti izvi vakadzi isusu tinotokwanisa kutoita macounselors nekutoita ma MP muparliament.
Let me take you back kunyaya yemaelection. Yamungati election yakanaka, what kind of an election yamunoti itagutsikana nayo muna 2018 ndeipi?
Election yatinoti tagutsikana nayo ndeyekuenda tichinovhota mune zvakanaka, mumwe nemumwe opuwa maopportunities ake ekuvhota, kwete kuenda tichinochikidzirwa kunzi zvoni enda unoisa X yako pakati. Munhu ngaaende anozvivhotera achiziya paanoisa X yake, kwete kuti vanhu vanonzi endai kuna sabhuku mononyoresa mazita enyu kuna sabhuku. Sabhuku iyeye ozoenda nevanhu vake onovhotesa vanhu ivavo, onzi vhoterai ZANU PF. No, that's not it.
Recently we have had Fadzima here coming in as a contestant, and we have Mai Mujuru, we have got the likes of Barbara Nyagomo, Varimon political field as women. Do you think uti if you come together now, you can achieve my goals amuri kuda sevakadzi?
Tino achieve my goals atiri kuda sevakadzi tikabatana pamwe chete tikaita chinhu chedu chimwe chete, kwete kuda kusplit. Asi tikabatana tikaita chinhu chedu pamwe chete tiri under one roof, tino achieve my goals sevanhu vechikadzi.
All right, I'll come to you, Leader Vundo, on the issue of the importance of youths in 2018. I know a lot of men talked about it, but I also give the opportunity to you to talk about it. How critical are youths heading into 2018? We've been told they are game changers and whatnot. Where do they come in? Where are they being game changers?
Okay, thank you. The issue of youth as game changers starts with the issue of the 62% population. As you know that the youth contribute 62% of the population of voting age. Therefore, they are critical in the area of elections. For the past years, the Zimbabwean government yakanga ichivoterwa ne minority. Majority isiri kuvota. As you have seen that, it was only 4% of youth participation mnyaye kuvota. Not only kuti ku opposition, but both ZANU-PF opposition 13.4%. So it's critical now for the youth to be ready to define, secure and defend their future in the upcoming election, because we consist of the 62%. If we go out to vote as youth alone, we can change this regime. The other issue is about the area, I think it's an issue of social transformation, whereby culturally, the youth vote was not and to me it was marginalization. So for the first time now in 2018, the youth must transform themselves as leaders of the day and take up the fight to change the regime.
Okay.
Then number two, the youth as game changers. We are the one with the future. If we leave it to the elderly, then our future is doomed. As you have seen, Robert Mugabe, anga achijika ma generation ne ma generation. We can say Mugabe achijika ma generation anodarika mana kushika paa ku 94 years. And those generations, kwavari, they are failed generation. And me, as part of this generation, Iripo for now, I don't want to be part of a generation that will be called a failed generation. So I will mobilize and tell the other youth that we are critical in this upcoming election. And it's our last bullet that we have, the upcoming election. We have to use it and aim the forehead of the real enemy.
All right. Let me come to Lawrence. Youth, we have got the urban youth, right? They constitute the majority of the opposition votes. And then we've got the rural youth, of which no like a wonder woman mission. Do you think it imimi say Nera, you can go and convince my youth arukumusha kutiva change the Robert Mugabe regime?
Yes, already we've done that. So we are keeping, as I said, so next week we'll be going to Chireds, targeting the rural vote. We'll be educating the youth so that we remove fear among them. Should have my youth and confront the masabu and anotoro chikafu kwa neva jitora waneza. As long as I said that fear kufaku my youth will gain support ye youth.
I also throw the same question to you. How critical the youths are in 2018 to you, Tawanda?
Yeah, I think it's very critical for us young people, because that vote we are going to cast in 2018 will make decisions. Actually, will make the decision for the next 5 years. So that that election is very important to us young people. So you can only make a choice once in every 5 years. So if we fail to change things next year, it will take us another 5 years. 5 years of a country without money, 5 years of unemployment, 5 years of everything that we are facing right now as young people. So we are saying next year is very important, especially for us young people. We don't want to be part of the failed generation that failed to change things. So election next year is very important for young people. And as Nera Youth Forum, we are going to do a lot of programs around the country. We are going to take some legal action, some issues we will take them legally, some issues we will do some demonstrations. Other issues we are going to engage if possible. But as Nera Youth Forum, we are saying we are the game changers. Next year, we have to unite as young people from different organizations, from different political parties, come up with programs together and achieve what we can achieve together.
Mm. All right. Let me come to you, Gladys. Right. Zimbabwe, paire zvinezvi. Inyika yekuti, I can say we are in a mess. And it, inyika yekuti, suppose the ZANU-PF government is pushed out, and the opposition front comes in, be it a coalition, cannot a single party comes in. You know, does some technical know-how, my youths, are they going to change this country for the better? And what do you think it takes for my youths to change this country?
Yeah. Tikawana kuti tabvisa Robert Mugabe regime pa position ya iri zvinezvi. Tapinda isusu sema youth ne coalition yedu toti tatora nyika handiti. My youth tino dominate kuti nyika yedu inyatsofamba mune zvakanaka. Like kunge tichienderwa kumberi nema old leaders. My youth tine that opportunity kuti zvinhu zvedu zvinonyatsofamba zvakanaka. Enge tinopa gwara rakanaka rekuti so kwatakabva sema youth. Zvinhu zvazvakatiremera saka zvine zvinyika taanayo ndatichiitai kuti zvinhu zvedu zviite sei zvive in direction
just to add on that one, I think as young people, we know that majority of the Zimbabweans, we are educated. We have the capacity to run this country as young people. We do have that capacity. Zimbabwe, the problem with Zimbabwe is the problem of leadership. So what we need is fresh minds. We need fresh ideas. We need new minds. We can run this country better than this Mugabe regime. We are educated. We all have what it takes, even from all the parties. But what is happening right now is, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That is what is happening. That is why the Mugabe regime is overwhelmed by the events.
Well, I just wanted to add that probably in 2018, the issue of young people as game changers is very key in that we are the ones who have not been going to work. We are the ones who are failing to go to universities. We're failing to go to finish our high school studies simply because of the economy and the corruption that is happening around the place. So the young people are more than determined to ensure that they create enough, they create a conducive environment for them to prosper, they create enough conditions for them to thrive. So we are urging young people, either in rural areas or in urban areas, to realize that their future can only be determined by their participation in the next elections. And we believe that young people will be able to choose a leadership that is not corrupt. They will be able to choose a leadership that appreciates young people. They will be able to choose a leadership that is able to bring the basic services and the like education and the health. So we believe that young people are the ones who have the generational mandate to ensure that they finish off the ideals of the liberation struggle. Mugabe and his colleagues did very well in pursuing the liberation struggles and fulfilling the liberation struggles. But their agenda or their mandate was not beyond liberating this country. The mandate to make sure that there's development in this country, to ensure that there's economic prosperity in this country, does not lie in the older generation, does not lie in a 94-year-old. It lies in the younger generation, and we believe that young people should be able to be at the forefront of doing this. And the first thing, the first step to do that is to make sure that we usher in a new government, we usher in a new leadership that is conscious of the responsibilities that they have as a leadership.
Mm-hmm. Leader Vondo, let me come to you. What's your comment on young people involvement in political positions, be it from the council, from to the parliament? What's your comment on that?
Yes, to me, the issue of young people being involved in leadership position is a critical one. And I want to let the young people out there know that it's not a privilege for you to be in a leadership position. But it's your right. It's not a privilege. Like we have seen some people saying, otherwise it's about an affirmative action for the youth to take position. No, it's our right. And the young people must participate, take over position in council and in parliament. And also when the cabinet is being formed, they must be young people within the ministries. And I'm happy that from the opposition side, we are going to see it happening.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me come to Lawrence still on that. Are you satisfied with the youth representation within your party?
No, I'm not yet satisfied.
But you're clamoring for a youth representation within the ZANU-PF and the government?
No, in the government, we need a youth representation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But within your party?
We are trying, as you know, that it's a process. Mm-hmm. We are trying to achieve that percentage.
Mm-hmm. And then to you, Love More, are you happy
with
youth representation within your party?
Yeah, I'm happy. Although there's still room for improvement because, mm-hmm. like you see, the MDC has a clear strategy to empower young people. You see that we are the only party, probably in Southern Africa, that has a very youthful vice president. And we are proud of that because it shows that our party is conscious that it has to live today and also live for tomorrow. And also we have a distinct youth assembly that is pushing youth issues in the party. And we believe that with time we'll be able then to mainstream all these young people that graduate from the youth assembly. The youth assembly remains a conveyor belt to leadership of the party. And we believe that that is the correct thing that should happen in any political party. There's still room for improvement, fine, but we are happy with where we are and we will continuously push for that. And when we ask for youth representation in government, it should not be based on what is happening in our own political parties, but it should be a principle that should be there on the basis that young people are the majority in this country. The demographic dividend that young people occupy is the one that should determine the amount of leadership that we should have on young people. So whether our parties have done it or not as yet, what is critical for us is that any government that comes in place should be able to look and appreciate that young people deserve a role.
I'll come to Gladys, still on that one as well. Young women, are they being sidelined when it comes to top political positions, or there is a tendency within you guys to say good ati kwani si kana tumune mune kanga kuchika towards mama positions?
Yeah, from a previous tangatini kakushika katanti nako, but years ne is manji ati sitina kakuchika kaku ta kutoenda even from a positions acho ya ekunzi masinate tinoto mada. We are going to push for those positions. We are saying all young women go and prepare for 2018.
Are you going to, you know, contest maybe as an MP, councillor?
From my part, I'm going to be contested for councillor in Chitungwis.
And do you think you're going to win?
I'm going to win.
Definitely. Tawanda from Transform Zimbabwe.
Yes.
I know Ngarifumbi is not that old, but he's not youthful. He's middle-aged.
Yeah.
Are you happy with the youth representation within Transform Zimbabwe?
Yeah, I can say... We have a youthful president. He is 40. Like I said, my president is 40. And we are a very youthful party. Majority of our members are, we are a youthful party. We are a new party. We are not tended a new generation, our party. So from my party, you can see my president is just 40. And all the other guys, that's the average, 35, 40 years from our party. So far, we are the new generation.
So, do you think you have what it takes to change Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
To transform Zimbabwe?
Yes. That's why we say we need to transform Zimbabwe. Just like any other young people in Zimbabwe, we believe Zimbabwe deserves a new culture of politics. Zimbabwe deserves new blood. They deserves new ideas.
Great.
Yeah. I think young people really need to come together to create a convergence or a platform where they can speak to issues that affect them. I think for me, the issues that affect young people are cross-cutting, and they go beyond your political alignment. It goes beyond your physical place where you stay or boundaries. So I think as young people, there is more that we need to be able to do together so that we push. Remember, young people have always been at the backyard where they've been relegated to mere spectators in this country, whether it's economic empowerment, whether it's political participation. Young people have never been really given an opportunity to express themselves. They have not been given an opportunity to grow. So I think it should be easy for young people in this country to find each other and speak on issues that affect them across the political divide, and then be able to chat away for. And that is the only way where we can create a new Zimbabwe, new Zimbabwe we want, where we should be able to allow ideas to interrogate each other and allow ideas to be at the forefront of the engagement of young people. Because the challenge that young people have always had in this country is that we have put partisan interests first. We have put partisan thinking and partisan views first more than the issues that affect us. So I believe it's time that across the board, whether you're in civil society, whether you're in political parties, whether you're in business, there should be an opportunity for young people to coalesce together and speak to issues that affect young people and not necessarily be bogged down about the political affiliation and stuff.
Right, Leader Vondo, I'll pose the same question to you.
Thank you. As for me, I see the issue of youth convergence as a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are all Zimbabweans first. And as youth, we have common issues that we can collaborate on. First of all, we would like to live in Zimbabwe, really dignified.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are Zimbabweans. So I think that we are punishing Zimbabwe, not Batanidza. Chekuti ningati ndinotodzoka ku issue the liberation struggle. If you remember the liberation struggle, inodzoka pazvinhu zvinodiwa nema youth. Saka isu sevechidiki veZimbabwe, we have to converge kuti tichipedzisa basa rakanga richitwa nema liberation warfighters. firstly, unozvanya one man, one vote. Ya kurambwa. Parizvino nevakuru variko kumusoro uko vana vamugabe vakurira ipapo. Vasi ndozvo zvairwirana namukoma Tongogara, ana Chitepo. Unoziva nyaya yemwana wevhu. Vamugabe vakachinja the mwana wevhu concept. Vakatanga kutaura the issue yekuti mwana wevhu is about land distribution. Asi mwana wevhu yaitaura nyaya yekuita inherit Zimbabwe. Ine zvatichakwanisa kuita inherit Zimbabwe because baba vamugabe varoda kufira ipapo. Ende vachifira ipapa vasida kufa vaende vaichidiki papa kumativi mavo. Unonowana ikoko vaina nachombo nana munangagwa vaakuparara. Saka isusu sevechidiki, we have to converge and define our future and secure our future and defend our future. Saka pane basa sevechidiki veZimbabwe. Hatifanwi kutarisa takatarisa political party kuti hanzi inini ndiri wekuzano kuna vamugabe saka hatikada unoconverge nevamwe tinozoita zvinhu sirizvo. But tarisa about Zimbabwe yamangwana. Ngatibatanei tigone kuvaka Zimbabwe nekuti mangwana vamugabe vanenge vasisiko. Tichatarisana isusu toti ndiwe waiti vamugabe ndimwari. Varipi zvinochivanamata vagadzire nyika yeZimbabwe yaparara. So it is time now for us to converge. And I'm sure the mood and the wave is there that people have to converge for a purpose. Thank you.
But okay, honestly, I'm still on that before I come to you, Lawrence. Don't you think my youth within ZANPF who are benefiting, especially from you know this system, they might resist that coalition, so to say, on the basis that they're benefiting and they wouldn't want to, you know, to jeopardize that?
Well, I've been speaking to some youth who are more ZANPF. Vashoma, are who benefit within ZANPF. Vamwe vanongotinwa and it's just the issue of a harvest of fear. Yekuti vanhu vanowanikwa vari muZANPF vachiunganidza. But so many of them were rooted to an abundant to batsire wakoma. Tikwanise kubuda mazvirisha. So if we call for a youth convergence, I know that most of them are chawe and vanenge vachisupport. Ndosakani uchiona kuti ZANPF vanodedzera kuti ZANPF youth mofa vapinda muroad umise demonstration. Hapana anouya because those youth vari kutoti kwatiri vanabvondo tirwirei hondo.
Interesting, interesting. I'll come to you, Lawrence. Still on the same issue.
Yeah, I think as young people, we are the most affected generation. So it is very important for us to come together and work together. Because if we look at the issues right now that are affecting young people, the issues we are fighting for are issues beyond our families. Even when some of the issues we are fighting, even for reforms, we are saying, for example, I would pick the issue of proof of residence. Mm-hmm. We are saying we need it to be scrapped, proof of residence. It doesn't matter whether you are in ZANPF or in another party and in the opposition, but you are a young person, you don't own any property. So we don't need that. Those issues affect us. You talk of unemployment. We are all unemployed. We are educated, but we are also unemployed. So it's for us young people to come together and work together. Issues to do with violence. When it comes to violence, young people are the most affected because they are used to perpetrate violence. So if we come together as young people, we can shun violence and make this country possible. Munyika muno mukatarisa towards elections, ndo panouya nyaya dzekunzi mayouthi takukupai minda, mayouthi takukupai mari dzema loans. Hakuna zvinoitika just after election, zvitarisise kubva pakatanga hurumende ya Robert Mugabe kuti maelections pane zvavakambopiwa here mayouthi. It's towards elections panotanga kunzi takupai minda, takupai zvakadai zvakadai, of which hazvibatiki. Mukatarisa mari dzacho dzavanonzi vanopiwa hadzibatiki. Only a few maybe vari kubenefita from the current corrupt system. But tichitaura chaizvo zvinoitwa fair hapana vari kubenefita. So my young people, so it's very critical for young people to come together.
All right, I'll throw the same question as well to you, Gladys, as we round up.
Yeah, inini se mumwe wemayouth ndiroda kungoti tikabatana semayouth tiri pamwe chete, all my political parties emayouth kubva kuZANPF yacho kusvika kune everyone anozviti muyouth, tikaita chinhu one, I think zvinhu zvedu zvinobuda. Then isusu semayouth to resist kutumwa kuenda kunorova vamwe vedu. Like mayouth eZANPF ndo anonyanyotumwa towards my elections, mukada kuzviona. Vanotumwa kunzi endai munorova mayouth ekwakati, mayouth ekwakati, kuti vasawani anything chavanoita. And ngavasave nezvezva zvokunzi vanoti pamaelections ndopavanoda kungopuwa zvinhu chete. Pesa apa vanodi kuvapa. Kana ari president anoziva kuti ndinoda kuti vana vangu vaite zvinhu zvakanaka. Ngaawani kuachiita zvinhu zvake pese nguva dzese. Kwete kuti towards election chete ndopa anongobuda kuda kusapota mayouth. Maru youth ngatirambe izvozvo. Ngatirambe kushandiswa.
Yeah. Unity is a good idea, especially from opposition, but from ZANU-PF youth, it's very, very difficult to unite with a coward. Because those guys, they feed on violence. They rely on violence. So it's very difficult to unite with ZANU-PF youth. But as Zimbabweans, we should have to unite as youth and speak with one language.
All right. One of the reforms that you are clamoring for is the diaspora court, which has been sort of on the top of the agenda, right? Leader Bondo, can you take us through the diaspora vote? What exactly do you want?
Yes, the issue of the diaspora vote is a constitutional issue. Mm-hmm. Because the constitution allows those people in diaspora to vote. And we have so many people in the diaspora, the millions of Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. One of the issues that makes me, as Leader Bondo, be inspired to fight for the diaspora vote is because those millions of people outside the country, most of them are youths. They are youths because the Munomunika Makashai Kwamabas, my industry, Agafar. They should be Kyogabudaka and Akunze. Sakakunze Koko, Vanwari Koko, my youth, which we have to fight for, to Akunzekwa and Mukana Weku voter. A government, Joe Nofa, could provide the vehicle in any Taguti diaspora vote, engage Chukwan Sagudi Kuaniku. And the Vanwari Kunzoko, Variko, Vanakozreku voter, Shanghai and Status Aguti, Nigaino is Babu Mirakoya Gaitajos. Inya yemukuru ne Western Union yevanhu vari diaspora vari kuisa mari dzavo muno kuti hamanesha mari dzirarama saka vane kodzero yekuti vadecidewo kuti nyika yavo yotungamirirwa nani vari kwavari ikoko because the constitution zvirimo ende zvinokurudzira kuti vange vachivota saka ndinongoti my election ari kutevera iwaya like year 2018 the government must look at it kuti vaone kuti vaaligna my acts out with the constitution such that they will allow the people in the diaspora to vote.
But kana vanhu vavo vota, are we going to see my ballot box achiswa ikoko? Kana kuti vauya kuno? Because existence, you know, Zach Chairperson and Rita Makaro yesterday were saying kuti yes, we would want them to vote, but atina ma resources ekuti tinge tichivaita kuti vavote vari ikoko.
Kwei Rita ndiye anombopa ma resources, pane paakambopa nyika ma resources e-election. Iye anofanira kuudza hurumende kuti tipei maresources ekuti vanhu vava vavote kwete kuti ati hatina maresources as if iye ndiye anombotsvaga maresources somewhere. Maresources anotsvagwa nehurumende yekuti zvinhu izvozvo zvichinge zvichiitwa kunze ikoko. Nyaya yekuvhota yediaspora kunovhoterwa ikoko dzimwe nyika dzinozviita. We have seen it happening kunana Zambia. Vanhu vachivhotera muno Malawi, Mozambique vachivhotera muno muZimbabwe. Mavhotsa achiverengwa ikoko. Hapana chinotadzisa Zimbabwe kuita izvozvo. Especially Zimbabwe ine vanhu vakadzidza zvepamusoro. Hapana chinotikonesa.
Lafmo. Yes, or still on the diaspora vote. How critical is it?
Well, I think it should start from the fact that so many people who are in the diaspora are they not necessarily out of their own evolution, but they were forced out of this country by a political situation where some had to seek asylum. And the majority also have left this country because of the economic mess that we find ourselves in. So the fact that they find themselves domiciled in all these countries should not disenfranchise them from exercising their democratic rights. They remain Zimbabwean. They remain proud Zimbabweans who want to contribute meaningfully to the development of their country. And when you expect these people to remit the monies that they've worked for, that they've worked hard for, and yet you don't want to give them just their democratic right to participate and vote, then I think it becomes paradoxical. So what we want to see is if the government is serious about wanting to see the people in the diaspora helping in the development of this country, helping the resuscitation of this country's economy, they should also equally give them the opportunity to register to vote. So I believe it is important for people in the diaspora, just like any other Zimbabwean, to be given that, to be able to freely exercise their right to participate in elections.
All right, I'll come to you, Tawanda. If you try to engage youth in the diaspora, and what has been their view?
Yes, we have tried, so we are working with the youth in diaspora. All the political parties here, they do have structures in diaspora. and those people are contributing so much to our country. You understand that right now our country is standing still. The government is not generating any foreign currency. But I had recently a report, the finance minister saying we are expecting around 700 million for from the people outside the country. They are receiving money from the diaspora, but they don't want people to in diaspora to vote. So it's unfair, and it's moreover, it's constitutional for them to participate in voting. So we are saying the government must put mechanisms to make sure that the people outside the country put their cast.
All right, that's it for first edition of Youth and the Road to 2018. Thanks for watching. Join me next time when I have other guests. And don't forget to, you know, follow us on Twitter at 263chat and follow the handle hashtag Zimvos 2018 as we, you know, continue to discuss such issues going into 2018.
And now, Capital 263.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube at 263chat. Our website www.263chat.com.